Ultimately, I think it will help us to build a partnership with the parents because they are their child's first teacher. So we're hoping to work with the parents and build a partnership so that we can ensure that their children are ready for kindergarten so that when they come to kindergarten, we don't have to do any catch-up, that they're just ready to start school and to learn.
And what does this say about Toyota's commitment to the community? It wasn't long ago that people were worried about foreign auto companies doing business here.
Oh, I think it says a lot because not only did they fund, 10 schools to start this program around the state of Kentucky this year, they've actually made a commitment, a promise that they're going to do this for 5 consecutive years. So, that's a big commitment.
Born Learning Academies will be instituted in 10 Kentucky schools. Grandview is just the first. What will you be teaching parents and their children?
We are going to be basically teaching the parents how to turn everyday moments into learning opportunities. It will be a series of 6 workshops, the first one being translating early learning research into easy-to-do activities, the second one being brain development and ages and stages of the brain. The third one will be all about nutrition and health. We'll talk about health care, nutrition, and sleep. The fourth one will be about routines and learning on the go. The next one will be all about reading and how to build your child's language skills. And then the last one will be about building relationships and how important they are.
How will the academy work? Will the adults attend with their kids?
Yes. We'll start out the night by having a dinner, and then the kids will actually go at that point to a child care that we will be providing. And then the parents will be sitting in a workshop. They'll be learning skills and how they can turn these everyday moments into learning opportunities. And then at the end, we'll bring the children back in, and whatever it is we were talking about that night, for example, if we were talking about, reading, they will be able to come back and then practice those skills that they learned in the workshop with their child.
How do we turn everyday activities into learning opportunities?
One example, if you're going to the doctor, if you take the stairs, you can count, with your child, you can count the stairs as you're going up them, to practice some counting skills. You can read to your child every day and just look at the pictures and talk about the colors. You can talk about the different shapes you might see, like a stop sign. What does that say? What shape is that? What color is it? Those type of things. Those everyday moments, turning them into learning opportunities.
What do you hope to see as the product of this initiative?
The first thing we're hoping is that we can build that relationship with the parents and build a partnership with them and let them know that we are in this together and that, we can't do this without them. But second of all, ultimately, we just hope that by the time they're ready to start kindergarten at age 5, that the children are ready both, behaviorally, socially, emotionally, so that once they get to school that they're prepared and we don't have to play any catch-up.
You can find out how to get more information about the Toyota Born Learning Academy on our website at wnku.org under local news. Becky Nixon, thanks for your time.
Thank you.